Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Next.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That is coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope everyone is doing okay tonight. It is pretty cold here in Atlanta, Georgia. It seems like it's pretty cold all across the country. Because my girlfriend in Detroit told me that it was snowing yesterday when I spoke to her. It just started snowing, and here we are going to have, in the 20s or something degrees tomorrow morning? Well, I am not looking forward to that because I have to be at a breakfast for work at 7:30, not at the work location, at another location. I'll have to meet my boss at 7:30 in the morning, so it is not going to be fun getting up out of that warm bed, but well, God be the glory, and I'll do what I have to do. And, well, tonight we are going to speak on, are you tired of waiting for the first producing season? Okay, let me explain that by reading this scripture, Colossians, 2nd chapter, 7th verse. Rooted and built up in Him, and established in faith as ye have taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Well, let me read that from my Amplified version. It reads, having the rooted of your being firmly and deeply planted in, fixed and founded in Him, being continuously built up in Him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. Have you ever been frustrated? Yes, I'm sure we all have, at waiting for a fruitful time in your life when you said to the Lord, what is the faith-producing season? When it is going to happen? When is going to start in my life. I have worked, I have believed, and I've waited, and I've waited, but I am a little tired of being, seeing the fruit that I'm living in, to see the fruit that I'm living to see in my life. How long do I have to wait, Lord? Doesn't that sound familiar to you? I'm sure many of us have said those things. When, Lord? When? How long? Well, I encourage you today to stay on track and refuse to give up, because you are about to reach the greatest period of fruitfulness you have ever known. It's just right around the corner. Before a fruit-producing tree reaches a time in its growth, it blossoms and bears fruit. First, it sends its fruits deep down into the earth, where it can grow on a constant course of nourishment. When, as it continues to be nourished from below and begin to send its limb upwards and outward. During the life of that tree, it must endure the elements of every season. Excuse me. The heat, the cold, which we're going to be having tomorrow, the sleet, the rain, and the snow before it ever blossoms, because these roots are deeply tapped into a continuous source of strength, nourishment, energy. The tree is able to outlast all the season, and evidently because of fruit-producing tree. Psalms 1:3 says, the example of a tree is to declare that when a person is rooted into God's word, he say, this is what Psalms 1:3 would say, he is like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf always shall not wither, and whosoever is doeth shall prosper. If you are wondering how long it is going to take before your fruit-producing season finally arrives, don't get discouraged. The biggest tree, the bigger the tree, the greater the need that the tree is sending its rooted down into the earth to draw nourishment and to give it firm footing against the wind and the weather and the elements of the different season. That continuously nourishment will also protect the tree from pestilence that may try to attack it through the years. In the light of this, consider what the Apostle Paul said and wrote in Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, as ye have taught you, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I want you to especially notice the word rooted in this verse. It comes from the Greek word rizu, which means to be firmly and deeply rooted, making the object fixed, ready, stable, and strong. This is the picture of a strong tree whose roots go down deep and reach its source of nourishment. The tree is also held securely in place by those roots, regardless of the weather or the environment opposition that comes against it. Yes, a tree can stand a lot of different weather and storm, and those trees around me, I hope it continues to keep standing. They're pretty tall, so I want it rooted and deeply rooted, like this verse says. Rather than complain that it's taking too long for your fruit-reducing season to arrive, you need to thank God for this time in your life. Take this time to send your roots down deep and tap into the strength of God's word and God's spirit. If your roots are securely fixed in Jesus Christ, you will outlast every season, every foul climate, every storm. Evidently, you will enter into the finest fruit-producing season of your life. Your ministry, your family, or your business. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Honestly, you need to thank God that things haven't happened faster in your life. Have you ever seen someone? Now listen to this. And this is a true fact. But listen. Have you ever seen someone who reached success too quickly? Yes, you see those people are different successful people who all of a sudden become successful so quickly. That means usually loses that person usually loses his success just as quickly as he gained it, because he didn't have the roots and the experience necessary to maintain the success that he gained. When people achieve success too quickly, it often means that they don't have the roots, the depth, and the sure foundation to bear them up in the difficult times they will encounter as they go through the season of life. Just think about that. So take this time to work on your personal life, your mind, your thinking, your discipline, your finances, your weight, your relationship, and your behavior. While you are waiting for that fruit-producing season to come, that you keep telling Lord, when, Lord, when are you going to send this my way? When is my season? Well, while you are waiting for that fruit-producing season to come to pass in your life, use this time to put off the old man and to put on the new man. Spend this phase of your life wising by renewing your mind to be the mind to the word of God. Ephesians 4:23, and being concerned your affliction are set on things above, not on things of the earth. Colossians 3:2. Well, it goes on, if you use your time wisely, there will be no wasted time in your life, even though sometimes it seems like it's wasted. If you just sit around and complain that it's taking too long to get where you want to go, you will waste time. Sitting and complaining doesn't make anything happen faster. Isn't that true? And it often further delays the manifestation of the answer you've been waiting for. So refuse to belong to those who are grumpy and complaining all the time. Instead, look at this time in your life. Okay, just one second, my phone here. I hope that you all can still see me. I just hit one of the buttons. But anyway, so refuse to belong to those who are grumpy and complaining all the time. Instead, look at this time in your life as a blessing sent from heaven to help you get yourself rooted deeply in Jesus Christ, then send your limbs upwards and outwards as you tap into the power of God. You'll begin to see blossom bubbling into your life, signaling that you are about to, you are about to endure your long-awaited season of being forth much fruit. So, let us wait. Let us be patient that your fruit-producing season is near. And I'm going to repeat this again. Take this time to work on your personal life, your mind, your thinking, your discipline, your finances, your weight, your personality, and your behavior. There are hobbies that many of you wanted to start and has never. There's many things on your to-do list that you've wanted and you haven't started. So take this time to do those things while your fruit-producing season is on the way. Keep your mind busy with positive things and don't give up. Be encouraged. So the next time you feel and you ask this question to God, when, how long do I have to wait, Lord? Well, get busy. Get your mind busy with those things that you've been wanting to do for so long. And you won't have time to have a little pitter-potter moment, a grumbling, a complaining. We all are guilty of that. I am too. I think I'm in my season right now. I said that for 7 long years. When, Lord? When is going to come? But here it is. I just encourage you to continue to wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. We have several announcements tonight, and I also want to pray about this particular message, but I'll do that at the end. We have several announcements. One I would like to make, and then I'm going to bring Miss Mandy Walker on, and she wants to announce another announcement that she has. But this season can be a very lonely season for a lot of us because our spouse, our loved ones are not with us. But I ask you to let God give you the strength to continue to get through this holiday season. Thanksgiving is coming up. I can't believe it's only a few more weeks. Thanksgiving is going to be here. We're going to have Christmas, New Year's, Valentine. It goes on and on with different holidays coming up. But be encouraged. The Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church is having 2 sessions. If you, I've mentioned grief share to you on other occasions, even in our meetings that we have had here in my home. Well, Piney Grove Baptist Church is sponsoring a workshop designed just for you and mine. Surviving the Holidays. We are going to have one session before Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, and one session before Christmas. That is Surviving the Holiday at the Grove, We Care About Your Grief. Thursday, November 21st, Thursday, December 19th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. I will be facilitating that workshop, and Pastor Haynes, who is in charge of care and counseling, will be a part of that as well. The Greater Piney Grove has hosted this before. Last year we hosted this, and we've also hosted a 13-week program. We know that it is hard to get through these holidays, so we are trying to provide support to help you get through those times in need. So tell others if they're welcome to come. It's free. We will have light refreshments during the event. So please tell others and come that's struggling with the holiday that we are having this workshop in November and December, Surviving the Holiday Blues. Ms. Mandy, are you ready to come on and announce your announcement? Hold one second. Let me put you on. Ms. Mandy, can you hear me?
Yes, Mary. Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and make your announcement.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary. This is Mandy Walken, and I have an exciting announcement for you tonight. We're having St. Paul AME Worship Center present St. Paul AME Worship Center Mass Choir and the Performing Arts Group in The Night the Angels Sing. This is a great program. It is a contemporary Christmas cantata, and it is featuring an evening of music, drama, dance, and poetry. Musical arrangements and narratives by Gwendolyn F. Thomas. Save this date on your calendar, Friday, December the 6th, 2013, at 7 o'clock p.m. This is a great program. You're going to just enjoy yourself in family outing of enjoyment and worship. It is to be held at the St. Paul AME Worship Center on December the 6th. Again, December the 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come, spread the word, tell your friends to come on out and enjoy this great season, getting ready for our Christmas that's coming up. Now, jot this number down, St. Paul AME, 770-482-4361, and LWSC Performing Arts, 404-409-9159. These are our customer service hotlines. Please note them on your calendar. Spread the news out to your friends, your family, and your loved ones. And I guarantee you, you will come away with a hallelujah good time. Thank you, and have a blessed night. God bless you. Now back to Mary.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I am looking forward to that. I'm going to try to definitely be there. Ms. Mandy, you are such an actress, dancer, and whatever. You can do a little bit of everything.
Praise the Lord.
So
praise the Lord.
That's a fun occasion, but also like a that's a fun occasion. But some of you is struggling with getting through the holiday. So please spread the word about the Grief Share Surviving the Holiday at the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., he cares about his members as well as others. So he helps us to put this on each and every year. So just let they can call me at 770-981-9118 for additional information, or they even can call the church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So those are all the announcements tonight, and we are down to 4 minutes. Well, let's pray about what I just spoke on tonight. We're going to ask the Lord. We first want to thank you, Lord, for not sending success to us too quickly.
Yes, Lord.
We know that if we achieve success early, we might not be ready for it. In fact, it might destroy it due to our own lack of experience and our immaturity. Help us to embrace this time in our life as
yes,
a time
Lord.
Of preparation. Help us to be truthful, analyze every part of our life in order to see what areas need to be more deeply rooted in you. Yes, we want you to have us, our roots, to grow down so deeply that no storm of life can attack us from the devil, will be able to move out from the place where you have called us.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Ask the Lord to help us to stay fixed, firm, strong, and stable once until we enter to the fruit-producing season. And I know it's coming, Lord. Just help
yes,
us
Lord.
To be patient and to be strong and know it's on the way. You can see, you can almost see the little the blooms that are coming. So
yes, Lord.
Ask us, help us, Lord, to be strong and stable, that once we enter in the fruit-producing season, we will never, never want for any. And we just thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. And we love you, and we adore you, and we magnify
yes.
your name.
And one other thing, Mary?
Yes.
I want them to put this on their calendar. This cantata is to be held at St. Paul AME Worship Center, and the pastor is Reverend Dr. T.N. Hercules, who is the senior pastor, and that is in Lithonia. Thank you, and look forward to seeing all of you.
All right, thank you. And that ends our program. I hope that you enjoy the message and also the announcement. Be blessed and have a great week. And keep letting those roots grow deeply, deeply embedded in the ground. So when your season is here, you'll enjoy it and buy it. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
in your presence, Lord. Worship.
Worship and adore
him. Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
We worship you.
We magnify.